Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 278, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. The tender love a father has for all his children dear, such love the Lord bestows on them who worship him in fear. And what follows, Psalter 278, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 11, the verses 1 through 13. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Luke 11, the first 13 verses. And it came to pass that, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. A most merciful God, the Father of all mercies, the fountain of all good, then in thy merciful providence then thou granteth that for the second time on this holy day of rest, that we and our dear children have been spared, and that we may receive a place in thy house of prayer under thy word and eternal testimony. May we be given to see thy hand therein, and thy mercy and thy goodness, and that for a sinful people, transgressors in thought, word, and deed, thy patient long suffering is great over us. And when by renewal on this day we attempt to open our unclean lips and draw nigh unto thee in prayer, and then how fitting what we have heard out of thy holy word, where the disciples, where they have asked of thee, that thou would teach them to pray, and not only to receive the words, the gift, but above all the grace of prayer, and to that end the necessity of the spirit of prayer and supplication in the heart, and in heaven a thanking and praying high priest. And that is the portion of thy church. And then we have heard that we are exhorted with the promise for those that ask that they shall receive, those that knock that it shall be opened. And may there have been souls when they have heard those words that they have sent a sigh up unto thee in the heavens, declaring, Lord, I have asked so oftentimes, I have knocked, I have sighed. It is true with many shortcomings, I am but a poor sinner, but, O Lord, I need thee. I cannot live without thee. I cannot die without thee. I need that reconciliation. I desire that blessed communion. May it please thee to bless thy word to that end. Ah, Lord, it is the work of the Holy Spirit to work those true spiritual needs, to grant that prayer, that perseverance, that begging and that sign, that hope and that expectation, and that waiting upon thee. And thy church shall not wait in vain. The answer can be long in coming, but thou wast promised all thy time in thy way, that thou shalt remember those poor and needy ones, O merciful and almighty God. Wilt thou then work wonderfully in the hearts of young and old? May thou bless thy word in this evening hour. that sinners may be converted, boys and girls, our youth, the middle-aged, and the elderly ones amongst us. Thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee, O Lord. Thou knowest how deeply we have fallen, and thou knowest without thy grace we are forever lost and forever undone. But, O Lord, stretch out thy almighty hand, and wilt thou open blind eyes, unstopped ears, and wilt thou make stony hearts into heart of flesh, that they may become seekers. Oh, it is the work of thy Spirit to uncover and to discover and to make room for the meritorial work of thy dear Son. In these Passion Weeks, then we may be given to meditate upon the same. Oh, may it be blessed, may it be used. Wilt thou instruct and lead thy people, that by an eye of faith, that they may be given to look upon him who was white and ruddy, who was hung on the cross with outstretched arms, who was merited that everlasting salvation, and in the state of his exaltation, he applies the same. Wilt thou so bless thy holy word in the church, help the consistory, and then in tomorrow evening when thou granteth it, then the catechism classes hope to meet for the last time. Ah, then in this season, then thou hast spared the students. There have been other seasons. The word has been so different. The seed has been sown many an evening. Wilt thou then gather with us in a closing evening? And wilt thou work from generation to generation? Wilt thou also bless the visits? Do bless thy holy word in the family dwellings. Help fathers and mothers to that end, and bless thy holy word in our Christian school. Do continue to grant traveling mercies. Remember all those that labor therein, especially the instructors, when thy holy word may be opened, with a calling upon thy great name. And wilt thou help and remember the students, ah, thou knowest. The one has more talents than the other, wilt thou help them all. We commend unto thee our theological school, the instructors and the students. We commend unto thee the persecuted church, where there were so many upon the earth that could not go up to worship with the multitude to keep holy day. And then we may still have those freedoms. May we be given to consider it, and to that end never leave our place unlawfully empty. We commend unto thee the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, with all the enmity with the war, may the veil be hastily removed, that they may be given to behold the Messiah, who has come, who sitteth at thy right hand, and from thence he is gathering Jew and Gentile. Remember our mission field, remember the people in Peru. Lord, the labors are manifold concerning thy kingdom. May it please thee to grant servants for thy vineyard, teachers for our Christian schools, and a church worker for our mission field. We commend unto thee all the elderly, those that are cared for in our care home, with those that lovingly care for them, and then in this day, an old husband and an old wife, they may commemorate 63 years in the bond of holy matrimony. They are becoming frail. They have become old. The time is short. How long it shall be that bond that is known unto thee and to that end. Lord, may it please thee above all things to save their never dying souls. We commend unto thee all the afflicted ones, the handicapped daughter in the hospital, with all the difficulties, the troubles, the concerns, the pain. Wilt thou help the physicians, and above all, may it please thee to save her soul, and continue to uphold the parents. A mother in the past week has underwent surgery. May it please thee to grant healing and strengthening. Remember her together with her husband, the family circle, also with the empty place. In the midst of them may all the callings be sanctified. And a mother in the past week who has received heavy tidings, O Lord, do grant a place at thy footstool. Wilt thou remember the physicians, if there may be means, that it may be blessed, remember together with her dear husband. May the calling be sanctified with other mothers, with other ones, in a special way under the physician's care, with many fears and with many concerns. We commend unto thee the crosses, the burdens, the scars, those that are overwhelmed, difficulties of the mind. May we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And then it is also needful that we lay before thee all those who thou granteth prosperity and blessings, that they do not forget thee, but that it may be thy goodness that brings them oftentimes at thy throne. We commend unto thee widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the cemetery. Oh, do continue to uphold, and may out of that mourning another mourning be born. We commend unto thee the nations of the earth, also our nation, whereover the length and the breadth of the earth, there is such a great declension, a departing from thy word, a mocking with thee and thy dear Son and thy institutions. Then we have become comparable. When we read the scriptures, even much worse than the first world. Woe unto us that we have sinned. But Lord, may it now be that we and our children become overly discouraged, but may our eyes be upon thee, where the psalmist has declared that the Lord reigneth, and thy dear Son at thy right hand, from whence he is gathering, defending, and preserving his sheep. Church, Lord, may many among young and old, amongst us and our children, be gathered within the sheepfold of the Good Shepherd, then it is well for the time. Then it is well for eternity, for body and for soul. And to that end, may thy word be blessed, Lord. We humbly ask of thee for thy help once more on this Sabbath day. Wilt thou grant thy spirit in speaking and in listening dwell richly amongst us where thou wast promised, where two or three are gathered in my name. There I am in the midst of them. Ah, Lord, do it then. For the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name, do pardon us of all of our sins for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 241, the stanzas 5 through 9. Who in the heavenly dwellings fair can with the Lord himself compare? Or who among the mighty shares the likeness that Jehovah bears? And what follows? Psalter 241, the stanzas 5 through 9. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 46, the question and answers 120 and 121. Question 120. Why hath Christ commanded us to address God thus, our Father? Answered that immediately in the very beginning of our prayer, he might excite in us a childlike reverence for and confidence in God, which are the foundation of our prayer, namely, that God is become our Father in Christ, and will much less deny us what we ask of him in true faith than our parents will refuse us earthly things. Question 121. Why is it here added, which art in heaven? Answer, lest we should form any earthly conceptions of God's heavenly majesty, and that we may expect from his almighty power all things necessary for soul and body. Lord's Day 46 speaks of the reverential address of the Lord's Prayer, with three thoughts of precious confession. Secondly, a childlike confidence. And in the third place, a trusting expectation. The reverential address of the Lord's Prayer. A precious confession, a childlike confidence, and a trusting expectation. A beloved congregation, we have heard in the past Lord's Day the requisites of true and upright prayer, which the Lord is pleased to answer. And then when we have heard of those requisites, and we turn in unto ourselves, then there is reason to be ashamed and to pray with the publican smiting upon his breast, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Yet the Lord has a people upon the earth that knows of those prayers that have come out of the bottom of the heart with a profound need, with that humility and unworthiness, a begging and a sign of the Lord for his mercy and for his goodness, and with an eye upon the coming of his kingdom and the glory of his great and worthy name. We have read together out of Luke 11. The disciples had an impression thereof when they have heard their master pray so profound, as so reverent, so sincere, so real. Communion with his Father, then they have felt how short their prayers have come, and to that end they have simply asked their Master, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And then in the past Lord's Day, then there was asked, what hath God commanded us to ask of him? All things necessary for soul and body. Do we oftentimes think of it, even sometimes? What a privilege and what a blessing that there is a throne of grace, and that the Lord exhorts us to call daily upon him, to come with all our blessings, needs, desires, sorrow, trials, troubles, and above all with our sins. What would it be? Do we sometimes think of it, congregation? For now a decree was made that we were not allowed to pray for 30 days. Have you thought about it? How long do you think we could keep it up? That thought crossed her mind. How long do you think that we could live without prayer? A day maybe? Or would that even be difficult? And now concerning all things for soul and body, which Christ our Lord has comprised in that prayer, he himself has taught us. That does not mean that is the only prayer. We find the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, where Christ in the Sermon on the Mount spoken of proud Pharisees and hypocrites, with their prayers tried to seem religion, and then he has taught the Lord's Prayer, and also in Luke 11, which we have read together. In Matthew 6, then Christ has said, after this manner. He did not say according to these words. Thus then it is clear that Christ has given this prayer as a form, as a guide to formulate our prayers. And even Matthew 6 and Luke 11, it is not exactly the same. And further, Christ, the apostles, have prayed using different words, and also concerning the Lord's Prayer, a guide, a form. It is true, it includes all, but it is not particular. And when there is true prayer, when there is upright prayer, then our prayers, they shall not be so general, but then they shall be more particular. It's in the way of thanksgiving, not only to thank the Lord at the end of the day, for all our blessings, boys and girls, but to mention our blessings one by one. Maybe the one evening, some blessings. Another evening, other blessings. If the Lord has helped us with our studies, spared us on a trip, thus particular being in prayer concerning our blessings and also concerning our sins, that in the evening it is not always, Lord, forgive us our sins, but that we tell the Lord special sins, or do we not have special sins from day to day? Are there not particular sins that we need to confess, to repent of, and to ask the Lord for pardon? Christ has taught His church to pray the Lord's Prayer. Sometime the question is asked whether the unconverted may pray this prayer. We all may pray this prayer. Clear in the Bible, Christ in Matthew 6, the Sermon on the Mount, close by were the disciples, also a Judas, and a whole multitude. And He has taught the prayer to them. Thus we may all pray, that is the same, with the singing of the Psalters, and also for the Church of God, then also the little ones that have not been led so far, may all pray this prayer. But now the question, can all pray according to the deep and the profound meaning of that address? And then it is a different matter. And now when the address of the Lord's Prayer, then it is a precious confession. Oh, blessed that people who by saving grace has become a child of the living God. Boys and girls, you can understand it, that when a baby is born and they have a father and mother. And so it is in grace. And now that little baby that is cared for by father and mother receive much care, love, and provision. But that little child does not have much knowledge. They experience love and compassion. But concerning who father and mother are, then a child needs to grow up. And so it is in the midst of the church. And so with the address of the Lord's Prayer, then there is spoken of the work of a triune God, a confession for the child of God, as the instructors have stated, namely, that God is become our Father in Christ, and that is by the work of the Holy Spirit. Thus Christ in this thought prayer given to glorify His Father in Christ, do we not read in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And now how does the Father, God, now become the Father of His people? Begins in the Council of Peace. The chosen church by the Son purchased and by the Holy Spirit instructed. And now concerning God as the Father of His church, then there are different steps, it is true. Same as a little child. When the Lord converts us, then we have to do with the Lord. And then we are given to experience in special ways the providential fatherly care. But now it needs to be learned. And how was that now learned? And that concerns the justice of the Father, because in the economy of the Trinity, then it is the Father that upholds His justice. And then the church is taught in the stable of Bethlehem, when Christ is born as the gift of the Father. And then further, when a child of God may be led to the cross of Calvary, where they may be given to behold the crucified Savior, satisfying the justice of His Father for His child. Further, in the way of application, because we read in Romans 4, verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. And then further, the church is given to learn, because with the ascension of Christ, then Christ has opened the doors back to the Father, heart of the Father. And then with, on the day of Pentecost, the sealing work of the Holy Spirit, our Father, which art in heaven. Thus that speaks of a holy reverence when we draw nigh unto the Lord. And that is so necessary. Each time by renewal, that reality is impressed upon our hearts. Teach it to our little children. When they pray, fold their hands, close their eyes, for bed, they kneel. But how necessary that each time by renewal we are instructed therein, that we have impressions unto whom we speak. There is a Christendom, they speak to the Lord as they speak to their fellow man. We think of many newer versions, the thou and the thee's are admitted to bring the Lord on the same level. And then it is so necessary to ask. Oh, not only little children need to be taught. We all need to be taught continually. When we pray, when we open our unclean lips, when we draw nigh unto the throne of grace, unto whom we draw nigh, unto thee, unto him, high and lifted up, majestic and glorious, an impression, who draws nigh unto the Lord a sinner, creatures of the dust, sinful, unthankful creatures that sin everything away but the wonder. The Lord exhorts, the Lord commands that we call upon His holy name, acknowledging Him for His mercies, asking Him for our temporal blessings, and above all, blessings for our never-dying soul. Our second thought, exciting a childlike confidence. Why hath Christ commanded us to address God thus? Our Father, that immediately in the very beginning of our prayer, O congregation, we have been at Mount Sinai. We have heard the holy law. And we have heard our guilt. But is it less when we consider the Lord's Prayer, when we consider our prayers, and therefore the instruction that immediately in the very beginning of our prayer, oh, the one time, a tired body. Another time, a tired mind. Another time, so encumbered with the cares of the world. And now the instruction, according to God's holy word, that immediately at the beginning of our prayer, He might, it's also a precious word, He might, means He is enabled, means He is willing, at the beginning of our prayers, that He might excite in us a childlike reverence. On the one hand, that distance between a sinner and the God in heaven, and on the other hand, a childlike confidence. Matthew 18, verse 3. Except thou become as a little child, thou cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Thus Christ has taught His church to pray, Our Father, that it might excite that childlike confidence, and also the responsibilities of fathers, to give a good example. All for daughters that have been abused. How difficult this expression can be, where it refers to God, the Lord keep us and our children from sin. But now a childlike confidence, and our child, they are so dependent upon father and mother. It's not so bad to be a child. Of course, it's not wrong to desire to grow up, but children, enjoy your childhood. And above all, of course, ask the Lord for a new heart early. A child is dependent, and they are given to look unto their father. And so in this prayer for the church, when they may be given to hold God, behold God as Father, girded by renewal, I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. What a pillar that can be for the faith of the church, to be given to behold God, that He is so almighty. Genesis 18, verse 14. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? The angel Gabriel has said to Mary, with God nothing is impossible. And, oh, it is true in daily life. It can be that a father and mother, they desire to help their children, and more so in third world countries. But where fathers and mothers, they have not funds, no food or drink. Think of fathers and mothers that have stood at the sick or deathbed of a child, willing to help their dear child, but they cannot. But now for this father in the Lord's Prayer, he is so rich. The psalmist is testified that the cattle, the beast upon the hills, they are his. The silver and gold. Further, then that childlike confidence that brings humility for children to honor their father and mother. So in this prayer, oh, think of Abraham in Genesis 18, verse 27, when he was given to plead for Sodom and Gomorrah, for his nephew Lot, dust and ashes. And now when we think of a father, parents, they love their children. They instruct their children, supply all their needs. They sympathize with their children. Oh, what examples we have in the scriptures. Boys and girls, you know the history of Elijah. He was a child. He was a prophet. He was a child of that heavenly father. On account of sin, during the time of King Ahab, then a great famine has come. No dew nor rain for 3.5 years. But now the privilege, the blessing of his child, Elijah, you must go to a brook, and there I will send ravens, and they shall feed thee. Oh, the widow of Zarephath, it is true. The Lord many times tries us people. Spoiled children, that is not good, right, boys and girls? When fathers and mothers spoil their children, that is not good for children. And sometimes children, they ask their father and mother for things which they should not have, or maybe they are too young. And father and mother, they withhold those things because they love their children. Can understand the children. You have a little child that asks father and mother for a sharp knife, and father and mother says that is too dangerous. Can also be matters where does the children need to be older. And so the father in this prayer, oh, we shall say it simply, too wise to err and too good to be unkind. And many times the father of this prayer, then he tries the faith of his children sorely, leads them in deep and unfathomable ways. Can be that the inner chamber is too empty. Can be that father is not honored and glorified. Can be that they live not so close with father's word and instruction. Can be as a wandering sheep that they are going astray. And then the father, he shall chastise his child. Oh, it can be for the true child when they are still chastised, that it is a token that the Lord still knows of them. Because for the true child of God, what is the worst? When it is so still, and when it is so quiet, when it is so prayerless, when it is so thankless, when they do not hear the Lord's voice, that it seems has been such a long time, the Lord has granted a special instruction. Then the child does well to examine their heart closely. Old fathers have oftentimes spoken of those matters, to seek the cause within. It is true, times the Lord, he sends trials and afflictions to try their faith, read thereof. In 1 Peter 1 verse 7, that the gold is glorified by the fire. The Father does it that his name may receive more honor. And now to be a child, then when we are children, we do not understand all things. Later, when we become older, hope so at least, even already when we are teenagers, because sometimes it can be children, when we become teenagers, that we think that father and mother does not know so much. But I hope that may not be the case with you. But even for those teenagers that had those thoughts, then usually when they become older and more so, when they may receive a family themselves, then they are given to see the dealings of father and mother. Christ has said to his church in John 13 verse 7, what I doest now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Thus, the instructors are given to express that the child, same thing in a family circle, there's a blessing. When children come to their father and mother, and sometimes even ask for great things, which father and mother shall not give, but still fitting that they come to father and mother, but it is not proper in a family circle when the children come a trembling to parents to ask them something. And so the instructor says that childlike reverence and confidence does not a trembling, but to come at the throne of grace as a child. Let us first sing Psalter 439, the stanzas 2 and 3. Yet in my care, my grief and pain, I ever, Lord, with thee remain. My hand is clasped by thine forever, and held by love that faileth never. And what follows, Psalter 439, the stanzas 2 and 3. experiential address of the Lord's Prayer. A precious confession, a childlike confidence, and then the instructors have added and will much less deny us what we ask of Him and true faith. Another separating statement, and our faith that is a gift of God. There's a gift which the Spirit grants. And blessed those times when the child of God may receive that place at the throne with an opening as a little child with desires and needs. And now the true church, we read in the Bible that they have two intercessors, one at the right hand of the Father. As we read in Romans 8, verse 34, Christ is that praying and thanking high priest. And we read in Romans 8, verse 26, of that Spirit that makes intercession with groanings which cannot be uttered, to ask in true faith. That is not a vain imagination. It can be very strong desires. But now that true faith, and when it is in true faith, then there shall also be a waiting and an expectation. John Bunyan, in a certain place, he has listed some of his great sins. And then one of them that was not waiting for the Lord to give an answer. Thus to ask different matters and then to arise and not to wait. But when it shall now be by the exercise of true faith, given to believe a hearing in the heavenly court, how often we read in the scriptures of a waiting church. And it is true how it can be tested when no answer yet has found relief. Lord, was it all deceit? Was it only my strong desires, feelings, and emotions? But now question 121. Why is it here added, which art in heaven? And then, boys and girls, you know that the Lord is a spirit. We cannot see God. He is everywhere present. No place upon the world where the Lord is not present with His providence. And then, where is He present upon this earth in a special way? Thank you, no, boys and girls. That's in God's house. That's why we must always be in church, when the doors are opened. The Lord present with His grace in the heart of His people. The Lord is present with His justice in hell and with His glory in heaven. That is the special throne where the Lord dwells. Thus, in the address to the Lord's Prayer, then those words, Our Father, that binds together closeness, but now in heaven, a separation where that great and majestic God dwells. And then when we consider in heaven, to consider His divine attributes, His almighty power, His wisdom, His goodness, His mercy, His compassion, His omniscience. Lest we should form any earthly conceptions of God's heavenly majesty, and that we may expect answer 120, will much less deny us what we ask of Him. And now in answer 121, and that we may expect from His almighty power, then the instructors, they have especially emphasized the almighty power of Father in heaven. All things necessary for soul and for body. And that expectation that rests upon the promises in God's Word, God's attributes, the examples in the Bible, former experience, 2 Corinthians 1 verse 10, who has delivered us will yet deliver, and trust that He will yet deliver, and only possible through the merits of Christ Jesus, our Father. And now the important question is, how is it with us concerning this address? Read in John 8 verse 44. That Christ has said unto the Jews, the devil was their father. We have given our right hand in our deep fall. But now, when the Lord by His almighty power works, by His grace, and He adopts us to be His child, then we become a child of that Father in heaven, given to experience that fatherly care, provision, and that love shed abroad in the heart, and then it shall become evident in our life. Then we have love and respect for Father's word, for the Father's day, for the Father's house, for the Father's law, and then there shall that be obedience, trying to please the Lord. There shall be that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance, and then it shall be when it is well with children, and when they love their parents, and they have broken something or done something wrong, then they cannot be happy. Then they must confess to their parents, sometimes crying, what they have done amiss. Then they need pardoning, and above all, pardoning from the Lord. And now concerning the church, I read in John 10, verse 16, other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. There is still room, congregation. And to that end, the need, the urgency, that there is much prayer, that great, that majestic God that dwelleth in the heavens, as a church, that he becomes our God, that he becomes our Father, that we become a child, and that the child instructed further concerning the fatherhood of God. I read in 1 John 5, verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we have heard what thou requires, and then we do well to examine all our hearts, our lives, and our prayers. And then we do well to ask thee, Lord, teach us to pray. Lord, then we remember in a special way unanswered prayers, heard prayers, but unanswered prayers. Oh, may it please thee to be a surprising God. May we be found as a people to be more a praying people, and then we shall be kept more from sin. We may commence another week. We commend unto thee the mothers with the children at home, at work, wherever it is, on the way, and the children with the studies. Keep from harm and danger. Above all, keep from an unreconciled death. And then by renewal we ask thee, Lord, tomorrow evening, when for the last time we hope to meet this catechism classes, wilt thou meet with us? Do bless thy word, work from generation to generation. Gather us together toward the end of the week, when we hope to meditate on the death of thy dear Son on the cross of Calvary, where he has cried out, it is finished. Lord, thou hast merited salvation, and thou also granteth the application. Wilt thou now bring us safely to our dwellings? Watch over us in this night, and in the morning, that we may arise, health, strength, and courage for the labors which thou hast given us to do. Still a blessing that we may still have labors to perform, still a place upon this earth, and may it not all be for self, but may it be for thee and also for our neighbor. Pardon us of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 182, the stanzas 1, 5, 6, and 7. O Zion, this thy God's command, that thou in strength securely stand. O God, confirm and strengthen still thy purposes in us fulfill. And what follows, Psalter 182, the stanzas 1, 5, 6, and 7.
Thank you.
grace save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.